Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the duck?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe on odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Right on, it's like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, you broke your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
In the scope of the universe, how is that, what, how does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
Welcome to the 2G Show, August the 1st, 2015. We're glad you joined us here on the Block Talk Radio Station. This is MG. I'm joined each and every show by the capable, and he's funny. It's Gigi. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right, so we're glad you took a little part of your day to spend with us here on a Saturday. Let's get some business out of the way. Of course, you know, you can listen to this show on your phone. Just have to dial 619-393-6728. Want to get in? Hit the one button that raises your hand. Lets us know that you want to be part of the show. You can also listen to us on your computer. And those little things, the tablets. You go to blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs. We have a chat room there. Both of us are in the chat room, so you can interact with us that way as well. So, again, glad you joined us today. First Saturday in August. Summer going by quick. And let's get to it. G, been it off. See, last week we're off. What's going on?
Well, it's so good to be back. You know, even though, you know, I was... Last month, you know, you decided to take one Saturday off and then to take the last Saturday off. So we didn't get a number of shows in. So hopefully we'll get the number of shows in this month. Anyway, before we get going, of course, you know, we lost a few people this past couple of weeks that we were off. One was Billy Pierce. He was one of the dominant lefties of the Chicago White Sox. He was an all-star, seven-time all-star. Just recently passed away at the age of 88. He's got a statue out on the Chicago White Sox stadium. So, you know, he was a big-time pitcher for them. Also, of course, Bobby Christina Brown, 22 years old. Of course, everybody knows her as the daughter of Whitney Houston. Shame what happened to her. I mean, was it just a couple of years after the mother passed away? I guess she never really... recovered, but to me it sounds a little fishy when she was found unconscious in the bathtub, but they'll never be able to find anything on that because it's a little too late on that. And also we have lost a great actor, Alex Rocco. And in case you people don't know who he is, I'm going to give you a little scene from one of the greatest movies of all time. This is Alex Rocco as Mo Green.
Hello, fellas. Everybody's ready. Tom? Good to see you, Mike.
How are you, Mo?
All right. You got everything you want?
The chef cooked for you special. The dancers will kick your tongue out and your credit is good. Throw out chips for everybody in the room so they can play in the house.
My credit good enough to buy you out?
Buy me out.
Casino. The hotel. Corleone family wants to buy you out.
The Corleone family wants to buy me out? No, I buy you out. You don't buy me out.
Your casino loses money. Maybe we can do better.
You think I'm skimming off the top, Mike?
You're unlucky.
You goddamn guineas really make me laugh. I do you a favor and take Freddie in when you're having a bad time, and then you try to push me out.
Wait a minute. You took Freddie in because the Corleone family bankrolled your casino because the Molinari family on the coast guaranteed his safety. Now, we're talking business. Let's talk business.
Yeah, let's talk business, Mike. First of all, you're all done. The Corleone family don't even have that kind of muscle anymore. The Godfather is sick, right? You're getting chased out of New York by Barzini and the other families. What do you think is going on here? You think you can come to my hotel and take over?
I talked to Barzini.
I can make a deal with him and still keep my hotel.
Is that why you slapped my brother around in public?
Oh, no, that was nothing, Mike. Now, Mo didn't mean nothing by that. Sure, he flies off the handle once in a while, but Mo and me were good friends, right, Mo, huh?
I got a business to run.
I got to kick asses sometimes to make it run right. We had a little argument, Freddie and I, so I had to straighten him out.
You straightened my brother out.
He was banging cocktail waitresses two at a time. Players couldn't get a drink at the table. What's wrong with you?
I leave for New York tomorrow. Think about a price.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green. I made my bones when you were going out with cheerleaders.
Wait a minute, Mo.
Oh, I got an idea. Tom, you're the consigliere, and you can talk to the Don. You can explain.
Just a minute. Don is semi-retired, and Mike is in charge of the family business now. Have anything to say? Say it to Mike.
Mike, you don't come to Las Vegas and talk to a man like Mo Green like that.
Rio, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again. Ever.
That was Mo Green. Classic, you know, when it classic scenes.
Was that Godfather 2 or was that Godfather 2 or 3?
Godfather 1.
Oh, 1?
Godfather 1, and then, you know, of course, I mean, everybody's seen the movie, The Godfather. Eventually, he gets shot in the barber chair in the eye. And Alex Rocco away. So condolences go out to all the families of the people we have lost over the last few weeks.
Okay. All right, brother. Let's get into something. I think you've been following one thing you and I both like about Trump, who I think is fantastic. I'm even going to watch the debates. How many people are going to watch the debates on Thursday just because Trump's getting in it? Anyway. Donald Trump, but I know we talked about him a little bit. He doesn't apologize for anything. That's what I like about him. He said like it is, and that's it, brother.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's one thing. You know how everybody, they say something, and then you know, a week later, they apologize.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we love Trump, and we don't like the people who apologize. But, I got to apologize for something I said on our last show.
Wow.
I mentioned that... I couldn't stand Pedro, Martinez there on the show because he couldn't speak properly, you know. And I hate when people, you know, I can't understand him.
Yeah.
Some people might have taken offense that I thought it was against the Dominican Republicans, but it wasn't against the Dominican Republicans. It was against. I can't understand when he talks. You know, anybody can have a job, but at least speak somewhat English. So I'm going to be apologizing to all the Dominican Republicans, the Spaniards, the Portuguese, the Latin community, think that should cover it all, right?
You forgot the Cubans. The Cubans.
I guess the Cubans, the El Salvador, the Ecuadorians, the Belizeans. I'm also going to apologize to another group of people, because I guess when they say that you couldn't speak properly, the hard of hearing, the people with a lisp, good palates. I'm also going to apologize to anybody from Brooklyn, because they don't understand the language either, you know, with the yo, the forget about it. So I don't want to offend them. And also another group of I don't want Peter against me, so I'm going to apologize to the llamas, mooses, you know, the panda bears, anybody who doesn't speak properly or doesn't know the language. So my apology goes out to everybody. Yeah, I apologize.
Boy, you covered everybody in that thing, boy. You said you were going to apologize. You went out on a limb. You said you covered everybody.
Well, you know, when you say something, everybody gets offended, you know? It's just an easy comment. I mean, all I said is you can have a job, but speak, you know, and everybody gets offended that they thought I was against all the people. So I want to make sure I covered everybody so everybody understands my apology, you know? So I think I covered everything. I covered the Ecuadorians the
everybody.
The Brooklyneses, and even the animals, because they don't speak. I'm sure I must have pissed them off, too, because they don't speak the English properly either.
Yeah, you're always going to miss somebody and take offense. But it's funny you bring that up. It's being funny, but you and I both can't stand ESPN. They're a bunch of phonies. You've been on that bandwagon way before me, but I'm with you. I can't stand ESPN. But then you have that guy, Colin Cowherd, whatever his name is. I'm not a big fan of his, you know, his show at 10 o'clock. But here you go again. This is why we have a little radio station, okay? A little radio station we have here. I don't care how big or small it is, but we get to say whatever we want to say, and we don't have to apologize. We don't have to, like you just did, facetiously, but we don't have to apologize. He made a statement about the Dominican Republic, and all of a sudden, the phony network, ESPN, they want to get him off the air. You know, his contract was up. And meanwhile, they'll have Ray Lewis on there who interfered with a murder investigation, and they keep him on there. But this thing like, oh, we got to get him off the air. They're so phony, ESPN. They're so left and liberal. I can't stand them, brother.
I'm with you, man. They've had the, you know, exactly what that Ray Lewis did, or a murder on there, and they got the drug addiction on there. They got everybody. But the guy says something that he's supposed to. That's his job, making an opinion, saying that the Dominican Republic country doesn't have the best schooling that we have here. That's all he said. And even though he was leaving, they kick him off the air. You can't have an opinion on that show. You got to be sweet and nice. And that's why I can't stand ESPN. You can't have a mind on that show. You got to be a puppet to the master.
I agree with you 100%. That's only four, something like four, you know, Mike and Mike in the morning. But, you know, they're too soft. But then again, did they say anything? You know, then their jobs are at stake, and they got bills to pay, and they got families, you know. So, I don't know. Anyway, that wasn't part of our thing. Brother, trade deadline came by here, and I have to say it was a little, for the first time in years, the Mets were actually buyers. The Yankees were buyers, too, as they always are, but they didn't buy. They kind of held on to the chips. I like it. I think, you know, I don't know how it's going to pan out. But obviously, they think very highly of these farm guys they have coming up. They're in first place. I know the division did pretty well. The Toronto made some great moves, I think. But the trade line came, went. The Mets, I think, did well. Any thoughts here on the Yankees in particular, or the trade deadline, the trade in general? Any thoughts?
Yeah, I guess Brian Cashman is true to his word. He didn't want to give up any of the young players. But I was kind of surprised they didn't go out and get a pitcher like a Samardzija or somebody like that, or even make a deal. You know, if the old man was still around, we would have all these guys on our team. But for the first time in many years, the Mets have stole the back pages. They're finally, getting like a baseball team and not a Triple-A team. I mean, they got Uribe, they got some names, and getting Yoyanis the Sepius. Was a major, even though I think there's something wrong with this guy because he's been traded three times over a year or so. You know, he was one of Oakland's best players. Got traded to Boston. Boston got rid of him. Traded him to Detroit. Detroit got rid of him. And now he's to the Mets. But the Mets needed a bat. And I'm, you know, and so I think it's a great trade with the Uribe. They got some, you know, quality. They got Clifford now. And they got some quality players. They sound like a baseball team. Not before with the Campbells and I don't know. The Arden Ornitz, the Diana, whatever his name is, Dianione, he's got like an apostrophe in his name, who knows? I don't know, you know, when, just take the apostrophe away, just have one name. I don't know why you got to have an apostrophe in your name. But anyway, at least they're looking around like a team now.
I agree. I'll be honest with you. I'm glad that trade didn't go through. Gomez, I'm not a big fan. I don't know. I'm not into the farm system. I don't know who these guys that gave up the Mets, but they didn't give up any of these big pitches. Real estate, which I'm kind of glad at this point. They didn't really give up much for these players. Now, the Celestipes, whatever his name is, you know, he's a free agent in the year. We might just be getting him for a couple, 1 or 2, 3 months, and then we'll see what happens from there. You know, I'm torn because I want them to lose. I want Collins out of there. But, you know, I think they did well. What was your thoughts about that? I like Rumor Flores. He thought he was traded on, I think it was Thursday night. The Mets had him go out there. Manager doesn't know what's going on. Guy's crying on the infield. I felt bad for him. I like him a lot, that kid. What was your thoughts about that? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'll get your thoughts on that. Yeah, my thought was finally a player who wants to play for my team. I mean, I love it. You know what I mean? I mean, the kid did not want to leave New York. I understand it. It is emotional. You know what I mean? The fans are behind this kid. And once again, you know, just the Mets organization, I don't know. I mean, they just don't do anything right, you know, at that point. I mean, you can't tell the manager or that there's a trade going on or something to at least inform the players. You know what I mean? But I tell you, They were giving him a hard time, you know. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying, you know. But I kind of like a player who loves the team so much that in front of millions of people, he's willing even to shed a tear.
Yeah, now this guy's a stand-up guy. Again, I don't know. I'm just going by what you read the papers, the interviews. I mean, they put him at shortstop, which I've been against that from the beginning. You can't win with the middle of the infield with, you know, with Flores and Murphy. But having said that, they got the stand-up guy, always answers the questions. He's a good hitter. He's a good hitter. And he's been with the Mets since they drafted him at 16 years old. So I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know the social media, the world we live in today, things get out so quick. But you got to be telling me the Mets don't tell the manager there's a possibility we might trade this guy, keep him off. Now, Collins needs to win a ball game. I mean, we're in a pennant race. And this guy's a good hitter. And we don't really have a lot of people. So, but you don't tell the manager, just give him a little heads up on this. Only the Mets can do this. The Mets again, and then lose a game when you're 2 strikes, you're 2 outs away. The rains come. Yeah, I mean, you can't make this stuff up with this team. But they're still in it, and I think they did well. But people think the Collins is doing a great job. I don't get rid of them, but it's going to be interesting going down here to stretch here, brother.
It's amazing how they're winning because I don't think Collins is doing a good job at all either. But somehow this group of people, this team, who you can't, no one can name unless you're a Met fan like yourself, except for a couple of guys on the team, are hanging in there with the Washington Nationals. And I mean, and it's funny how he was almost traded, comes back and wins the game last night for you guys.
I know you don't believe me, brother, but I think you do believe me because remember I called that Ranger. That Ranger goal, I forgot who it was. I said, this guy's going to score in the first 2 minutes he scored. Last time I'm watching that game, and I said to myself, when I saw the order coming up third, he was coming up second or third, I said, this guy's going to hit a home run to win the game. And sure enough, he hit a home run. You can't make this stuff up. It is amazing. And if they get right back for anything, and Kadaya comes back, I mean, it's a decent team. And the pitching, I think, is just as good as any other team in history, basically, if they all pan out. Like the Braves. But the Braves only won one World Series with those pitches. But they won one. I'll take one. So we'll see where it goes as we go down the stretch. We'll keep an eye on it. 619-393-6728. That's your way to get in to your show. And, you know, else, brother, before we move on to maybe TV shows? Anything else about the trade, baseball, anything else?
You know, since it's so quiet out there, I should have named the crickets, too, as part of my apology. I mean, there's absolutely nobody out, unless they're listening, you know, on the computer. Nobody in the chat room, nobody on the phones. You know, I guess it's tough in the summer.
Tough as summer. It's mom. Because that mom out there,
I
listen,
chest.
But yeah, brother.
You know. This Belichick, I just got to get this real quick. This Belichick, I'm surprised they let him get away with all this stuff with his press conferences. That he literally put down one of the news guys in there when he was the guy wanted to know how you feel about what's going on with the team, with the you know, your quarterback. How do you feel, Bill? And he goes, it was already addressed, and we're here to start for the new season. And he goes, I understand that, but how do you feel about what's going on? He says, If you, why don't you just look at your notes, he tells the guy. Why don't you just look at your notebook? You know what I mean? I mean, it's old now. You know what I'm saying? It's old. You had a murderer on your team. You already, you know, with Spygate, you cheated. You got Brady now. Why don't you address these like a man? You know? It's so ridiculous that he gets away with this. And then there's Kraft who, you know, I don't know what the words he used. I'm fabbing about Bobo against the league or whatever. He hates the league. After about a few months back, he says, I'm going to not fight the league. And this is the best thing for the league. And then all of a sudden now, because he didn't get his way, he doesn't like it. You know what I mean? So a bunch of phonies there in the Patriots land. And the more arrogant the Bill Belichick is, I'm surprised they just don't walk out on this conference and says, you know, Bill, if I was that guy, I would say, Bill, you know what? You're an asshole. You know what? Why don't you answer the question like a man and stop hiding behind your stupid freaking smirk? Okay? Why don't you answer the damn questions? Okay, you're smarter than me in football. All right, you want us to feel that way, that you want to look down on me? But I'm more of a man than you are, okay? I'm able to answer questions like your stupid answers. That's what I would say in that news conference.
I'm with you, but this is nothing new. He's been doing this for, you know, year after year after year. So it's not like it's new. I'm with you on this.
It's not new,
but
brother, you put down a guy, why don't you read your notebook? Why don't you read what you write, you know what I mean?
He's done that before, brother. I know that. I'm just saying no one's going to stand up to him because they want a job. So they're not going to do it. It's the same thing with Popovich in San Antonio. He's just as dismissive as Belichick is, but these guys have won. So now, you know, they look upon them as a god. So they get away with this. A first-year coach could never do that. They're not going to get away with it. So I'm with you 100%. You wish somebody would stand up and say, listen, Bill, enough with the bull crap. Just answer the question. I have a job to do. Just answer the question. What do you think? You know, but
right.
No one's going to do that, brother. They're not going to do it because they're afraid of their jobs. And
I don't care what your owner said or whatever he said. I want to know how you feel about what's going on. Give us your opinion. But no, he's got to, you know, look down on everybody, you know, and nothing like I'm on my way to Cincinnati. The same old shit. I'm on my way to Cincinnati. The same kind of answer, just a different way. You know what I mean? It just annoys me that someone talks about him on the news. You know what I mean? Nobody says anything about Bill Belichick. You know how insubmissive. What's the word? Submissive.
No, and they make it. He does it because he gets news for it. The owner speaks out. Even Tom Brady. You can talk whatever you want about Tom Brady. We don't hate him because we beat him every time in the Super Bowl. So we're not. But he answered the questions, you know. And it's just but Bill Belichick gets away with it. Not going to answer the questions. And if everyone was like him, I mean, what would they do if everyone, every coach was like that? They wouldn't put up with it. But he gets away with it, and it's annoying. So I'm with you 100% on that, brother. 100%. All right, brother. So we're down to the last few minutes of the show here, and let's talk a little AGT. We've been talking about our TV shows, and AGT is one that we've been both watching, and The Magicians have been fabulous. I'm enjoying the year this year. MasterChef, I'm getting old. I'm getting tired of it. But I haven't got old at AGT, kind of it. And the magicians have been crazy in this show. I'm liking the guest judges. Any thoughts on AGT?
Yeah, first of all, of course, this is going to be Howard Stern's last year. He's announced that he's leaving the show. And I hate to see that.
Howie Mandel or Howard Stern?
Howard Stern.
Oh.
This is his last year. And now they're going to move the show because of him. It's in New York, but they're moving it back to L.A. But anyway, one thing about the magicians, though, everybody's a card player now. You know, yeah, they do the cards or the whatever happened to the – I love the big acts, you know, like your namesake there, Michael Grasso, when he did that great trick, you know what I mean? Then now with all these card tricks, I don't know. The ending is fantastic, but leading up to that, I get kind of bored with it, you know what I mean? So I want to know whatever happened to the big magicians, but maybe I'm thinking maybe it's just too expensive. No one can do it anymore, you know? Maybe they don't have the money, so they're just doing these card tricks.
Yeah, but no, I didn't really think about that, to be honest with you, but now I am thinking about it. You brought it up, and you're right about that. Yeah, you're right. And I'm kind of surprised. I was shocked that one guy didn't make it through, the mind reader guy. I mean, he was – but. The tricks are great, but they're right. There's no really big magic tricks out there. It's all card tricks and guessing, and I don't know. That's very good, brother. I didn't really think about that. But last week, brother, didn't you think of the two musical acts that were through? One was a band. I can't name the name of it. It's a little heavy. They played. And then you had the folk, the country bluegrass band, which they were very good, very talented. I thought of the two of them. I thought the other one was better.
I agree with you. The other one, because when it was going on, I said, well, it's going to be tough for those, them, whether they're playing the fiddle or whatever they're doing, because that other band was so good that I figured they're going to make it through. So I was wrong on that, too. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know who. To me, the rock band would maybe, because they have those guys that are rock band, they don't want to have two of them in there. I don't know, have something different, like the, you know, the banjo playing. Maybe it's a different, so they want to have, you know, a variety on the show. That's the only thing I can see why they went through.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only reason I can think so, too. But you do have a lot of similar acts out there. So I'm enjoying this year. I can't believe Howard Stern's living. He just hit me with that. I thought Howie Mandel would be going, too, in 10 years. So I'm wondering now. I mean, I'm a little surprised. I thought Howard would stay around for a little bit longer.
Yeah, I guess the other three will be coming back. Who knows? Because every year it's a, you know, it's a new contract every year. It's not like you sign for 5-6 years. It's every year it's a new one. But yeah, Howard Stern announced that he won't be coming back. He says between that and his radio show and everything, it was just getting to be too much, and so he's going into other projects. I guess he's going to be producing certain things. So who knows what direction he's going in? But I hate to see him leave, but. From there.
That's true. I had something else I wanted to ask you about that show there, but kind of slipped my mind there. I mean, but it's not getting old for me, that show, yet. I mean, here's what I want to ask you. Howard Stern, and you're the person that you have all the inside information. I mean, Howard Stern keeps going after Nick about his breakup with Mariah. Is he really broken up? Is he? Oh, 90 seconds, brother. Is he broken up with Mariah Carey for real?
Yeah.
90 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, didn't know that. All right, brother, well, I don't know where 30 minutes goes, but we're getting down to the last 90 seconds. Final thoughts.
Thanks to everybody who listened to on the show, wherever you're listening to around the world, on your computer, your tablets, your iPads, however you listen on your watch, you know, on your pinky ring. Well, I don't know what's next, but anyway, whatever you're watching, bro, good job, and adios, muchachos, and everybody, take care, easy.
Okay, we will be back next week. Tell everyone about it. If you're listening on demand, thanks to Mom for listening live. Anybody else on the computer that we don't know about, tell people about it. We will be back next week. So, you know, join us 5 o'clock next Saturday. So, to GG, this is MG. Let's go to Little Dave Mason. Good night, America. Something is missing.
like spirit.